Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Well, 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 this business about this inquiry into crime. Everyone was led to believe, oh, well, we should have high hopes because the opposition and the government are getting together and they'll come up with something to end our nightmare, or at least to impact in a beneficial way on our nightmare, make people actually feel more secure in their homes. Anyway, it says, this is a Courier today, the controversially disbanded Youth Crime Inquiry has recommended reviewing detention as a last resort. Don't put yourselves out, seriously. Opening the children's court to media and potentially conducting children's court hearings at prisons. There's some positives there. But sadly, the whole thing fell apart. I won't go through all the details. The 60 recommendations it said included a call to immediately find alternatives to locking children up in watch houses and for the state government to urgently address housing shortages for vulnerable youth. Fundamentally, once again, it was all too hard. Here's the other side to the story. It's the other side of the page, actually. Several Labor government MPs tried to use a parliamentary inquiry into youth crime to muzzle journalism. Did you hear the report this morning, the police report? We had that serious assault at Earlville. We had an 88-year-old man allegedly bashed by the 15-year-old who'd had, obviously by the sounds of things, a record as long as his arm. And then there was another general, I think 77, also bashed in his own home. It just goes on and on. These are children, but committing the crimes that used to be the exclusive domain of hardened adult criminals. But because they're children, they're let out again and again. They're rewarded with freedom. They go around the corner, steal another car, bash another victim. And this is the life we have to endure because of the incompetence at the state government level. It's just outrageous. Anyway, it says here, the push to regulate the media's ability to report on youth crime was a key factor in the extraordinary collapse of the Youth Justice Select Reform Committee, with a recommendation to investigate the issues dumped at the 11th hour. It was all in vain. Anyway, the report released yesterday featured no specific recommendation on media or social media reform in relation to the reporting of youth crime, but detailed examples claiming media reporting of youth crime could affect public confidence. Can you believe someone's voted for whoever said that? I mean, here we are trying to survive a tidal wave of the most heinous crime being committed by children, nothing being done by the courts about it. We're trying to survive it. And they say, oh, but if you talk about it on radio or if someone writes up in the paper, it's going to affect public confidence. People might worry. Whoever said it, whoever voted for that person who said that, seriously, should consider their future voting direction. I can't believe this. Anyway, the earlier report seen by the Courier contained specific recommendations urging the government to investigate the impact of the media and social media. Now, it also details the divide between the Labor MPs who wanted regulations considered and LNP members who opposed, thank God, limiting the publication of youth crime. LNP Youth Justice spokeswoman Laura Gerber, one of the committee members, said the LNP had wanted to keep the inquiry going before this government decided to shut it down. She's on the line, is Laura Gerber, the LNP state member for the seat of Currumbin and Shadow Minister Youth Justice Victim Support. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Macca. Thanks for having me this morning.
Can you imagine the people up here, people in Townsville, for example, people in Mareeba, people in Cairns, reading that someone suggested, oh, we shouldn't talk about juvenile crime because people might get nervous. Seriously, we read this up here and say, who elects these people, these turkeys, that think by not talking about it, we'll address the issue?
Yes, I know, Macca. It's absolutely disgraceful. And it harks back to this issue that's been an ongoing concern with the Labor government, that they think youth crime is all a perception. They think that if they can control the media and regulate what's put out there on TV and on radio, then they can control the narrative and the perception. Mm. Well, I've got news for them. It's not a perception. Mm. Queenslanders are living through this, particularly in your areas.
Oh, yes.
They are living through it on a daily basis, not just nightly. These news are so brazen. They're doing it in broad daylight because they know that it's a catch and release system. They know they're going to get away with it. And for this report, for this committee report to recommend that greater regulation of traditional news media, that's a direct quote from the committee comment, is just something that I was trying to warn the government against and ultimately could not put my name to. Because ultimately, Macca, victims of crime, Queenslanders, they are coming to you. They're coming to journalists because the state government isn't listening. They're coming to tell their story so that they can be heard. If the state government was taking real action to fix this youth crime crisis rather than just recommending more reviews, then these victims would not need to be coming to you, coming to the journalists to be able to have a voice. But ultimately, they're needing journalists, and journalism plays a really important part in trying to put pressure on the state government to deliver for our community.
Can I just ask you too about these the kids getting bail up here? I mean, these are children 11, 12, 13 driving cars at high speed, cars they've stolen, trashing them. They go in before the magistrate, who gives them a smack on the hand and puts them out the door, and they go straight around the corner. Another act of misery because they'll steal another car. That family loses the car. It's usually smashed or whatever when they get it back, if they're lucky enough to get it back. It just goes on and on. But now, just to... Last week, the revolving door, exactly. The state's top judge says courts must keep children in custody if they believe they're a threat to the community or an individual. They are not only a threat to the community, individual, occasionally, virtually every time these kids go before the courts, they go straight out and into a stolen car or another break-in or another bashing an elderly victim. It just goes on and on. And Chief Justice Helen Boskill, she made comments following those of Redcliffe Magistrate Mark Bucknell, who said the courts are armed. They are armed with significant powers, because he revoked the bail of an accused teenager on Monday. If indeed they are armed with these so-called powers, why the bloody hell isn't the judiciary using them to protect us?
We need changing laws, Macca. That's the problem. We need to completely rewrite the Youth Justice Act. Detention as a last resort is an overriding principle of that act. We do not need more reviews. The fact that one of the committee recommendations was that they review the principle of detention as a last resort is just kicking it into the long grass. We have heard from magistrates on the front line, not chief magistrates, the children's court magistrates on the front line, that say that detention as a last resort it's acting as a lineal process for them. It means that they have to caution, they have to do restorative justice, they have to give diversion programs before they're even able to consider detaining the child. So really, our system is broken, and we know that the state Labor government put detention as a last resort as an overriding principle into the Youth Justice Act in 2016, and it has resulted in a generation of repeat young offenders that know there's a revolving door, that know they can't be helped. So really, I mean, it's quite simple. We heard it in evidence. We heard it going through the committee inquiry. And it's just really devastating for all of those victims, all of those stakeholders that took the time to appear before us to give us their views, that it's all been for nothing because this state government has disbanded the committee because it didn't suit their political agenda. They've clearly got an agenda that they want to release. There's a timeline of things they wanted to release, and they wanted to marry it up with recommendations in this report. And because we, the LNP members, wanted to recommend action items, actual changes, as opposed to further reviews, they've gone and thrown their toys out of the cot and disbanded the committee.
Heading into October, Laura, please tell us that you're going to enunciate a policy that makes it impossible for these magistrates to release the worst of these predators again and again and again back into our community. Please tell us you'll formulate a policy and announce it before October.
Oh, we 100% will be, Macca. Macca, that is my job. I was a former federal prosecutor before I was appointed to this, before I put my hand up to represent my community and made the Shadow Minister for Youth Justice and Victim Support. I understand that we need, that our laws are too weak right now. I am rewriting the Youth Justice Act, and our first If Queenslanders give us the privilege of governing, our first order of business will be to introduce the Making Queensland Safer laws. And those laws will ensure that there are consequences for actions, that those that need to be detained will be detained. But also at the other end of the spectrum, Macca, our early intervention programs are not working. They are not intervening early enough and they are not turning kids around. So we will be making sure that we have early intervention programs that have KPIs, that are working, that are meeting community expectations, and most importantly, delivering for the kids that need the support, because the system is failing these kids at both ends of the spectrum.
Laura Gerber, this has been very impressive. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Mac. I really appreciate your time, and I hope your viewers are having a lovely Friday morning.
I think they'll be heartened by what you've had to say. Once again, thank you. That's Laura Gerber, LNP State Member Currumbin, Shadow Minister Youth Justice and Victim Support for the LNP. But interestingly, she said, I'm a former federal prosecutor.